Praised be Jesus and Mary. Our saint, St. Maximilian Kolbe, probably needs little introduction. He's a well-known saint, lifted up by God to great heights of sanctity, and a saint who's known especially in our modern church by this heroic act of selfless charity by which he gave his life in the concentration camp to save that of another prisoner. He fulfilled that commandment of our Lord perfectly. He loved as Christ loved. He gave his life for his friends in the same way that Christ did. And he did that, he had to do that, because he fell victim to one of the godless ideologies of the 20th century. His act of charity was actually also an act of martyrdom. And this leads us to the reflection that St. John proposes to us in the second reading. He tells us, "No need, brothers, to be surprised if the world hates you." So St. Maximilian, victim of the ideologies that sparked World War II, is an example of this. No need to be surprised if the world hates us, because this world is that same world into which Christ came but found no welcome. This world that rejected its own maker, this world that rejected Christ, its Lord. So this world, whenever it sees someone accept Christ, seek to be united with him, seek to be his child, seek to live his life of grace, this world does battle against such a person, seeking to separate that person from Christ. No need to be surprised. And as an echo today of yesterday's celebration of St. Maximilian's Transitus, his martyrdom, which we do always on the vigil of his feast, the battle of the world comes to mind, which we read in St. Paul. What tries to separate us from Christ? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trial or distress or persecution or danger? We know this passage very well. All these worldly powers that try, that battle against us, seeking to separate us from Christ. Hunger and nakedness, danger or the sword, death and life. Powers, height, depth, all creatures sometimes seem to wage battle against us. But none of these can separate us from Christ. It's actually nothing external to us is capable of separating us from God. It's the consolation that every martyr reminds us of. There is no power outside of us that can separate us from our Lord. That power capable of separating us from Christ is actually within us. It's our own will. And precisely because it can separate us from God, from the source of all good, from him who gives us being and life and eternal life, precisely because of this power, this will of ours is within us, it's not really a power but a weakness, a terrible weakness that we bear within us. So what do we have to do with this weakness? We have to do what St. Maximilian did and all the saints did. This weakness we have to give to Our Lady. We have to take this weakness of ours and take refuge from the world, take refuge even from ourselves, and hide in that one place in the world where our Lord was always welcome. And what is that place? It's the womb and the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Like St. Maximilian, we have to consecrate ourselves to her, give ourselves as property to Our Lady, especially with our weaknesses, with this will, with this terrible instrument, this weakness that can become a great power that we don't even know how to manage, that can separate us from God in life and in eternity. We don't want that to happen. What do we need to do? Again, take refuge in Our Lady. Take refuge in our heart where there is only love of God and fidelity to him. And there's transformation into Christ even, to the point of becoming perfectly like him, like St. Maximilian did. So his lifelong dedication to Our Lady led him to a perfect consecration, perfect conformity to Christ. A total consecration to Our Lady bore as its fruit a perfect conformity to Christ, leading St. Maximilian to lay down his life freely to save that of another person. So the point to take away, we need to give ourselves to Our Lady. We need to consecrate ourselves to her in order to be faithful to Christ, to be most faithful to him. In this world that hates us and hates us because it first hated Christ, we need to take refuge in that one place where there is only love of God, and that place is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we need to take refuge in it, consecrate ourselves to it, and rejoice in being her property, confident, and she will make us faithful to Christ in life and in death and in eternity. Praised be Jesus and Mary.